And as you'll hear, the tensions are rising at Parliament as anti-mandate protesters face off against dozens of police officers. Political editor Jane Patterson is on the balcony at Parliament and joins me now. Kia ora, Jane. What's the latest there?
Kia ora, Marnie. Well, things are pretty much as they have been through.
In an era of disinformation, where lies are presented as alternative facts, and social media tailors content delivery to amplify the biases and preconceptions of its audiences, the mainstream media has never been more under attack.
Even in New Zealand, where trust in the media is higher than internationally, confidence in the media is declining overall.
In this environment, it's encouraging that a major New Zealand research project has found that Radio New Zealand is one of the most trusted sources of news and information about the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is what our audience has told us.
There's a sense of general credibility from investigative journalism and questioning that provides good information to allow critical thinking.
It's not influenced by advertisers, clicks, likes and so on.
I think it has a balanced approach and some very thoughtful and smart presenters who offer a wide range of topics and information.
Our own research shows that most New Zealanders agree that RNZ informs them about the important issues.
And we do this through more than 50 collaborative partnerships with other radio, print, TV and online services.
This push to deliver our content to audiences who don't connect with RNZ platforms has worked. 85% of New Zealanders 18 and over are aware of RNZ content from encountering it on at least one digital platform.
So in a time of partisanship and division, it's great to celebrate the power of RNZ and public media in general to provide news and information citizens can trust. News and information which they do trust.
It's what we're here for.